Hi there, I'm Caroline Thor, professional organiser, KonMari consultant, teacher and mum of three. I started off my life as a mum feeling overwhelmed, disorganised and desperately trying to carve out some time for me amongst the nappies, chaos and clutter. One day, one small book called The Life-Changing Magic of Tidying changed everything and I began to learn strategies for making everyday life easier. Today I have the systems in place that means life can throw almost anything at me and I want to share them with you. If you're an overwhelmed mum struggling to keep it together, then this is the podcast for you. Grab a coffee and settle in for a quick chat with someone who gets your reality. Hello and welcome to the latest episode of the Living Clutter-Free Forever podcast. Today I'm talking to Nazanin, a KonMari consultant also based in Germany, and we're discussing a topic that we both feel really strongly about, and that's decluttering and organising using the KonMari method before a move. I hope you love this conversation as much as I enjoyed having it with Nazanin. Hi Nazanin, great to have you here today.
Thank you for having me.
I have been wanting to have a conversation about moving with another organizer, another KonMari consultant, for a very long time. So I'm looking forward to talking to you about this today. But first of all, tell us a little bit about yourself.
So I'm Nazanin and I'm based in Hamburg and I'm also a KonMari consultant like you and also a professional organizer in a more classic way, I want to say. And yeah. I have been working with my client for 2 years now, and it's fun.
And where are you from originally? Because I can tell from your accent, you're not German.
Exactly. So yes, no, I'm not German. I was born in Iran and I grew up in France, and I've been living in Hamburg now for 17 years, actually. So, but still not German.
A well-traveled lady. Actually, Nazanin and I have known each other for a long time, I should add, because we actually met each other in our online KonMari training a few years ago now.
Exactly.
And we've stayed in touch, which has been great, and supporting each other in developing our businesses. Mm-hmm. And I didn't realize that you have been in Germany nearly as long as me. I've been here for 18 years now this summer, and you 17. I didn't realize it was that long.
Yeah, it is. It also went very fast. Funny enough, the idea was to spend just 1 year and here and, you know, learn German. And then I stayed, I kind of liked it here. So at that time I was young and partying in Hamburg is really nice. So I stayed a little bit longer, a little bit longer, a little bit longer. And suddenly it was 17 years.
It's amazing where the time goes. I've never visited Hamburg. And in fact, my husband said to me yesterday, you should go and stay with Nazanin and have a girls' weekend. I was like, oh, that's a good idea.
That's a very good idea. Hamburg is, I know the best cocktail bar here. So,
oh, perfect. We will have to do that. Anyway, let's get back to what we should be talking about, which is something we haven't done, or we haven't moved countries for a very long time. But we're talking today about the whole process of moving. Mm-hmm. And applying the KonMari method to a move. And this is something I did 4 years ago when we moved into the house that we're now in. And it's something that both of us offer for our clients as a service. So it seemed to make sense that we have a chat about this today. So why do you think we should declutter before we move?
I think, oh, there's so many reasons. In my opinion, one of the biggest important thing is that it doesn't matter if you're downsizing or if you're moving to a bigger home, it's just to have a fresh start. And obviously, if you're downsizing, then you're going to need to have less things in your home. So it's the easiest way to do it before and not whilst moving. And when you're like upsizing, I don't know if it's a word in English, but I think sometimes it's even more important because the more space you have, the more you tend to fill it. And so if you move with all the things you don't really need or spark joy, we would say in our world, then you're going to put them somewhere and not be like, oh, I'm going to take care of that at some point. And then you're actually never going to do it. And it's going to pile up normally because I always say clutter is like pull clutter in. And so the more clutter you have and the more you get into that one room that's have started being your clutter room.
Clutter attracts clutter, definitely.
Exactly. It's crazy. Yeah.
And what I found when I applied the KonMari method myself, we had currently been living in that house for 10 years and I went through everything. I mean, there was no corner of the house that was left unturned. I really made sure I did every category there very thoroughly. And one thing I found, or several things I found, in the attic space under the roof were several packing boxes, moving boxes that I had brought with me from England that had gone into that space when we moved into that house. And I had never opened them in the 10 years we'd been living there. So clearly the stuff in there was not that important to me. Because I think even if we're hanging on to stuff for sentimental reasons, if we're going to hang on to it, we should occasionally be looking at it and enjoying it. And when I went through the boxes, it was things like sports clothes that I thought I was going to need, some photos and stuff like that. So I think we've all got these things and boxes in our homes from previous moves that have never been unpacked.
Yeah.
And quite honestly, they can probably just go straight out for donation, because if we've not looked in them for that long, we definitely don't need them.
Exactly. No, it, and I, that's the I'm going to take care of it later box that always stays there and never move ever. You never get into it. So yeah, it's the thing is that you're going to take a whole bunch of things that you really don't need or don't even want in your new home, and to let go of them. And also, I mean, it's also a practical thing. The less box you have, the easier, I want to say, or the less complicated it is to move. So it's also a completely practical thing. So it kind of makes sense to just go through your things. And also because when you move in a new home, it's always such a nice feeling. And I think it's even nicer to get in a new home and everything you have in there is something you have intentionally choose to have in your home. It's such a nice feeling, such a cool feeling.
Yeah, it's this fresh start feeling is amazing. And I think I was telling you once about the fact I actually got moving envy before we were moving house. A friend of mine was relocating into another house in our village and she'd packed up her kitchen and I went with her to help her unpack it and put things away. Just friend support, not even in a KonMari role. And I really got envious about the fact that she'd got all these clean, empty cupboards and she was able to put things exactly how she wanted to have them. And it looked so amazing. And I really like was like, oh, I would love to have a fresh start. And we'd already started thinking about the idea of possibly looking for somewhere else. And it sort of lit a fire under me. Yeah. And I was not going to stop until we found somewhere to move to.
Yeah.
Yeah. And we did upsize quite considerably. And I KonMari'd again before we moved, because it's an ongoing process. Anyone that thinks you do them and you're done, you can forget it, especially if you've got kids. They're always growing out of stuff or stopping playing with toys. Yeah. And so I redid it all. And we really only bought with us the stuff that we loved, that was serving our life at the time. And we didn't need any new furniture. We didn't need any new storage, despite the house being considerably larger. It was just an amazing feeling. Really great.
And I think it's also, it's also a visual thing. Like if you come in that new home and it's not that full, then it's always a better feeling because it feels like more fresh and more more air, more space. Sometimes we can forget how nice it is to have space, to have empty space. Like we tend to want to fill empty spaces, and sometimes I think it's such a nice feeling to have empty spaces. Like obviously if it's too empty and it doesn't feel like a home, it's something different. But like I have a closet and the upper shell is kind of empty, so I just put two nice decoration things, but the whole thing is empty, and it's actually a nice feeling. It gives more, you know, the air can goes, and it's more inspiring. I found when you have more empty space, actually it's not a bad thing.
No, absolutely not. And I think it also sets you up for fresh opportunity. The last year I've been supporting a family who are moving from an apartment into a home they've had built. And they're very aware of the fact that the systems that they've perhaps been using up until now, for example, pantry or storage of clothing and stuff hasn't necessarily been serving them very well. It hasn't been making life particularly easy. So they want to move into the new home and have those systems set up right from the start so that they don't fall back into the bad habits of bulk buying and not knowing where things are. So you end up buying another one because you can't find it and all that sort of stuff. So I'm actually going in the middle of August to do a walkthrough of the empty house with them, so that we can think about, okay, where would it make sense to put these things?
Yeah.
But this is where it comes back to, and I know you're really hot on this as well, with the KonMari method, this vision of how is your home supporting your ideal lifestyle?
Mm-hmm.
And that is all, that is so important with moving, because if you don't know when you move into your new space how you want to live, then you don't know how best to set up your home to support your ideal lifestyle. So we've been doing that work as well. So I think it's just an amazing opportunity to declutter before you move.
Yeah. And to have, the thing is, most of the people can do that on their own, but to have a professional organizer or a KonMari consultant or both, like the two of us, helping you, it's also because I call it the Tetris eyes. We have the Tetris eyes. We used to go in spaces, and in our head, it goes a little bit faster to say, okay, here's makes sense to have X and here's makes sense to have Epsilon. So it's just that helpful way to have someone that also not maybe in as much stress as you are when moving, because it's not only moving the home, I mean, the things, it's also moving the kids and their school and everything that has to be taken care of, especially if you're in Germany, the whole administration part is a nightmare. So you have someone that is a little bit calmer and they can take the overwhelm and have a fresh eye on everything and help you also set up those systems. Because sometimes we know the system we're having is not the right one, and it's not always easy to find the right one. And that's where the our expertise come in play, and we say, okay, but have you think of X or X Epsilon? So, and that's the kind of thing that helps you then set up your new home, like make that new house and home actually from day one, and makes everything, also the unpacking, less complicated. Because one of the things that we do is also pack efficiently, like not packing the things in the room they were and then defining where they have to go, but also maybe in the room there's two type of thing or two category of thing. They're not going to go in the same room in the new house. So having that background and thinking about it, okay, that needs to go in room X in the new home. So I'm going to pack them separately to the other thing and et cetera. So that's the whole process also to, for us to take on some of the stress and mix everything with system and structure. So it goes a little bit smoothly, and then you don't really have to think about lots of things and have some free brain cell to actually take care of the other part of moving again, like finding a new school or registering to a new school or meeting the new teacher or whatever might come. And then you have to do, so you're free to do that while we take care of the packing.
Yeah, I completely agree. And I think once you have applied the whole KonMari method to your home prior to moving, things are automatically then gathered together according to category anyway. Exactly. Because having applied the KonMari method, we would then have all stationery gathered together, all things for gift wrapping together, so that when it comes to packing, it is literally just a case of gathering this category together, putting it in a box, labeling it, and making sure it's clear which room it's going to in the new home, so that when you get there, you can just unpack. I think I was telling you a while ago about a client of mine who actually hadn't intended to move. I'd done the KonMari process with her in her whole home, and then they had a very sudden move back to the USA, which was very, very unexpected. But she said it was amazing because the packers literally came in. And because everything was also then stored in boxes within the cupboards and drawers, they could literally just lift it up, put it into the packing boxes. And when she got to the other end, she just lifted it back out again and put it in the new storage space.
Yeah,
it just speeds the whole process up hugely.
Yeah. Yeah, and it makes it less stressful. I'm not going to say, and like, we're not going to lie, move is stressful. That's why we're not magician. But what we do with helping is really reduce the stress to the minimum. And that's so cool. Like really to take that. I found it so cool that you just take the box out, but in the new box, you go home and then just out and in. So you don't really have to pack every single thing actually. So it's
amazing. It is really, really great. And I think also because people listening to my podcast are very much spread out all over the world, I think it's really important that we acknowledge that moving is different in every country. Now, I'm not clear on what the situation is in the US, for example, but if you buy a new house in the UK, you tend to be in what we call a chain. So you're buying a house and someone's buying your place and the person that's moving out of the house you're buying is buying a place and so on. It's more often that you have a chain of perhaps two, three, so four, sometimes even five people. And because there's a chain, what happens is everyone moves on the same day. So that morning you pack your home up and you all drive to your new location and hope that your other people have moved out on time. And then literally they could have maybe only been gone an hour and you get the key and you go in. Whereas in Germany, as you know, and I've experienced here, we very often will have like a sometimes a few weeks because we're very often moving from a rental property to another rental property or a rental property and bought something. And there is like this time, a few weeks where you go in and renovate and decorate and get it how you want it before you actually move in. That just, it makes a huge difference to a move. I mean, the stress in the UK is massive. Because it all has to happen on the one day in most instances. And then there's other things like in Germany, when you move into a property, there usually isn't a kitchen in it. I still, after 18 years, I still can't get my head around this, that you move into a home and there is no kitchen. People take their kitchens with them when they move. Which for the US and the UK is a really bizarre concept. For some reason, it works here. I don't know why. Still not really understood it. But this is very often why you have a renovation period. But I know the first apartment I ever moved into in Germany, we had no kitchen for several weeks and no fridge. And it was 40 degrees and we had nowhere to cool milk or anything. I couldn't cook. It was just a nightmare. And then eventually we found a secondhand kitchen online because someone was selling their kitchen and we built in a secondhand kitchen from somebody else. But yeah, we were a few weeks without a kitchen.
I also the first time I saw that, I was super surprised because I was like, but I'm renting and then I have to pay for the kitchen that I might not like take with what? And I know that has that got even worse in Germany because now because of the whole supply chain being slower now since Corona, and from what I know, it hasn't really picked up yet. Like you have, even when you go to, without naming a brand, but IKEA and that kind of place, and you get everything done and you have the perfect kitchen, it can take up to 10 weeks until they can actually deliver you the kitchen. So it's like, okay, so what do we do now? So only have to eat cold and see what happens.
But that adds to the stress. So in the UK, you've got the stress of perhaps everyone moving on one day and you not being able to get into the property in advance to do anything, let alone clean. And then in Germany, we have the issue of you need to get a kitchen. There perhaps are no light fittings left, things like that. And you need to sort all of that stuff out, which is another stress, which is why having decluttered and organized everything so that the packing goes smoothly and get someone in to help you with the packing just reduces any extra stress that you really, really don't need.
Exactly. I mean, that's the magic I wanted to say. It's really the less you have to think about the things, the actual things, the more you can take of the other part of the moving that needs maybe more brain cell and less items. So it's coming back to that fresh start thing. It's when you go and declutter every single thing, it helps you also to reduce the chaos in your head. Like, you know what you have, you know where everything is. And again, it kind of reduces also the background noise in your head. Like, you have some sort of clarity. You gain such a clarity on the items you have in your home that it really helps you be less stressed about that, which helps you manage the other stress better. You're going to be stressed to move, but it's just the amount of stress and how much you can handle. And you have also someone that can help you, because we kind of magical that way. I want to say we always have tips for everything. So it's not just the items. Like, if there's something not working, you can always ask a professional organizer or a KonMari consultant. We always know people. We always know how to manage stuff. And it's really having someone helping you along the way. And a move can also take a long time from deciding to move to the day you actually move, and even after that, the whole unpacking process.
And I think one thing a lot of people underestimate when it comes to moving is having your paperwork in order before mm-hmm. you move. Just saves you so much time. So much time. So I think I would recommend, I don't know what your feeling is, but I would recommend, if someone knows that they are going to be moving and they have a good time frame in advance, if you start working a good 6 months in advance to mm-hmm. organize things and declutter and start mm-hmm. getting your kids to go through things and make decisions about what they want to keep, mm-hmm. then it just reduces the pressure as it gets nearer to moving yeah. time. Then you can actually just concentrate on packing, and you know that everything you pack is stuff you want to take with you. I have a family who did my online course in January, mm-hmm. and they had been looking for a property in January. They were in rental at the moment, and they were desperate to find something bigger and just hadn't been able to find anything. But they decided in January, okay, let's do Caroline's course. Let's start mm-hmm. decluttering now, so that when we do find a property, it's done. We don't have this mad panic of trying to fit it in mm-hmm. with everything else that's going on. So they've been plugging away at it. The whole family got on board. Husband got super on board. Okay. And they've been working away at it. And they've actually asked me, because they do live relatively locally to me, if I will actually go and do a session with the children, who are all quite young, to mm-hmm. help them make choices about what toys and games and puzzles they really want to keep, and to help them understand how they can let things go, because that's sometimes a point of friction with parents and kids. It doesn't mm-hmm. always work well with your own kids. So they were mm-hmm. like, perhaps if you came and did this with yeah. them. So I'm going to go and do a session with them. And they messaged me a couple of weeks ago to say, we've got a house, we're moving in October. And the relief must just be fantastic, because they yeah. know they're ready.
Yeah,
they're not going to have this quick, we've got to declutter, what can we do with the donations, how are we going to manage this? It's just calmed everything down for them, which is just amazing.
Yeah, and it's also shown how amazing your online course is, obviously, because wow. But and the fun part is, and I know maybe it's a little bit too theoretically, but I had a client. She wasn't happy about her home, and she was looking for something else. And then at some point she was like, because in Hamburg it's kind of a nightmare to find a place because there are too many of us. And she was like, okay, I'm going to make the best out of my actual like current home, because I'm not finding anything. So we did the whole KonMari thing, and we went through everything. And believe it or not, a few months after we were done, because she obviously kept looking, she found something and she moved. So it's also something that has to do with the whole decluttering process, like beside of the whole moving thing. But it's just because you gain such clarity and also reduce the stress in your life altogether, it has like a domino effect. It has that effect of the more you declutter, the more you reduce the stress in your head and you know, that background noise, and the better you are at looking at, and it doesn't matter what the project is, if it's moving, finding a new job or whatever, but I really find that the whole decluttering process always helps you gain much more clarity about the rest of your life also. So it's not only a matter of physical clutter, it really declutter your head and your brain cells are like all free and can be creative and also manage the rest of the stress in your life better. So yeah, I think it's crazy. You always see, the first time I read Marie Kondo's book, I was, because she's talking about it, like it's always have that domino effect when you start decluttering the rest of your life. So I was like, she's like
exaggerating.
Thank you. But then you see it happen. It's insane. Like, and I had another client, she did the whole KonMari thing, and without me, because she had learned with me, she did the whole KonMari thing through her work. And after that, her business obviously had like was better. I'm not saying because we did the KonMari now she's super successful, but it helped along the way. So, and it's the same with moving. When you do the decluttering, you just gain such clarity, and then the rest kind of works. It's insane, but it is. I've seen it, and I'm guessing you too.
Yeah, absolutely. I had one of my first ever KonMari clients, where she did the Tidy Festival. We KonMari'd her whole apartment, and she said it freed up her clarity of thinking to be able to actually decide what her new career path was going to be. She knew she needed a complete change. She knew she did. And we talked about this a lot while we were decluttering. And just having the whole apartment organized and having everything a place to go back to, and especially her office space, which had been quite chaotic, it just gave her this clarity to be able to sit down and really concentrate and give this some thought. And she had this like aha moment, and she went off and did some trainings in some very exotic places in the world. I kept getting messages from her, I'm now here and I'm now. I was like, what are you doing? She wouldn't tell me until she'd finished. Yeah. And she said, I'm now trained as a consultant in this method, and this is what I know I'm meant to be doing. But she'd only found that clarity from having gone through the KonMari method.
Yeah.
It's crazy
because speaking of moving, it's like you gather so much baggage through your life, like not only of things, but with these things come a whole weight of emotion and I want to say problem or maybe sadness or whatever, especially when it comes to sentimentals, but not only. And when you let the things go, what do you want to keep and what not, and let some things go and keep something. I always say that when I talk about the KonMari, no, you don't have to throw everything away. You keep everything you want to keep, and it's your decision. But it's just taking those decisions and thinking about it. It's so much more than just taking a decision about an item. Do I want to keep it or not? It makes you think about so much, so many things in that process, especially if you do the whole home. That it is life-changing. I mean, I cannot find another word. It is life-changing. No. And what is more life-changing than a move? So if you combine these two life-changing events, it can only end up in a magical rest of your life, kind of.
Absolutely. And I think having that fresh start, knowing that you have got things in your new home that you love, that bring you joy, that support you, that your children have those things, that your partner has those things around them. It just lifts you up and gives you permission to move forward in a way that is much more confident than when you are being weighed down by the past, definitely.
And also, it's such a nice thing to also teach your children, I found, because when doing that process of moving, which can be challenging for children, I think, like something is new, someone had decided for them they're going to move, maybe they don't want to, there's all of the emotion in their head going on. I think it's also there, it's so nice to teach them, okay, let's do that, let's go through your things, and we're going to have a fresh start, and let's do that together. And if you're doing, they're going to want to do it, and if they see you doing it, then they're going to get into it also. And I think it's a very nice process also for the children. But what you said, I'm totally with you. It's probably easier when someone external comes and does it with them as when it's the parent. But talking about stress. But yeah, it's also nice things to teach your children to, you know, let's have a fresh start. Let's let go of things that doesn't serve us anymore. And that's something they learn. They don't know it from day one. It's also something they have to learn.
And I see that in my own children. They will suddenly have a decluttering session, and there will be stuff on the landing outside their room, or for some reason they always dump it in my room. I mentioned this in a podcast the other day. Everything seems to land up in my bedroom that they no longer want. And they've made a decision though, this isn't serving me anymore. And they're very much, I mean, even my youngest, who's 10, it comes very much from him. He'll suddenly have this day of, right, these things are no longer serving my life and I don't need them anymore. So I'm going to remove them from my space. And he reorganizes everything and makes sure his books are how he wants them on the shelf and all the rest of it. And it's lovely to see, because it means he knows what's important to him.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, really cool.
That's awesome.
And you are based in Hamburg, as you said.
Mm-hmm.
So how can people find you? How can people have you come and work with them?
The easiest way is to go on my website, and then there's a contact form there. You can just write me a message and what they're looking for. And then usually we just set up a short call. Then we talk a little bit. And then I normally do an in-home complimentary consultation, and then we talk again. And then that's how the process starts. But the best way to contact me is through my website. And obviously I'm on the social media, but my website is the way to get in touch with me.
Perfect. And I think you are doing mainly in-person decluttering and organizing and packing services. I also offer remote, so I will do online with people, which I'm sure you offer as well.
Mm-hmm.
And I also have a sort of support package for people that move, so that people can get PDFs and downloads and have relatively regular chats with me, and I sort of keep the motivation going from afar. And I actually work out the timeline of what they tell me when they're going to be moving, and then we can work out, okay, how many weeks have we got? This week you're going to declutter this, next week you're going to declutter that, so that we get it done by the deadline. Always with a couple of weeks to spare, so that, and that's a fun process to do with people as well.
Yeah, and that's also awesome, because it also, then you have to, I mean, that's the thing, I have to have a professional with you, is that we kind of an accountability partner. Like if we say this weekend you're going to do, I'm sorry, something, the kitchen.
Yeah.
Then we're going to be there and say, did you do the kitchen?
Yeah.
So it's makes you do it. It makes you prioritize it, because you're going to have someone asking you about it. So
And the same, I mean, if someone in the Hamburg area books an appointment with you, as soon as that's in the calendar, it's going to happen.
Yeah.
Whereas we are very good at procrastinating and putting things off, because we have so many other things that are also priorities, that for decluttering, you sort of think, oh, well, I could do that tomorrow. And we all know that tomorrow never comes.
Yeah.
So booking an appointment with a KonMari consultant is really the best way of making sure that what you want to happen happens. And I think also we should give a shout out to all KonMari consultants worldwide. I don't know if people are aware of this, but if you go to the KonMari website, which is KonMari.com, you can search on there for a consultant wherever you are in the world. You can put your area in and it will show you all the consultants that are in your area. So that is another way to find a consultant if you're, for example, in Asia or something, and you're listening to this podcast and you think, oh, yes, I'm moving, I would love a consultant. Nazanin and I are happy to work with you online. But if you want someone in person and you live in Asia, then go to the KonMari website and you can find a consultant there.
Exactly.
That's
Nazanin, a good resource.
It has been brilliant talking this through with you.
Thank you for having me.
Yeah, you're welcome. It's always such a joy talking with you, especially, but just another KonMari consultant, because we're always on the same wavelength about these things, which is so fun. And yeah, I look forward to hearing how you can support, or how you have supported people with their moves in the future.
Yes, I will.
Bye.
Bye.
Well, I hope you found that conversation between Nazanin and myself valuable. I got a bit trigger happy when editing and managed to edit out Nazanin's website address that she gave you. So I will repeat it now. It's www.thetidywonder.com. And all of the links that were mentioned today, so how to get in touch with Nazanin, how to get in touch with myself, and the KonMari website for finding consultants internationally, are all available in the show notes as links that you can click on. Whether you have a move planned or not, I'm sure you'll agree there are lots of really great takeaways from this episode. So happy decluttering and organizing. And if you're now feeling inspired to get started with the KonMari method, you can download my free guide to getting started. The link is in the show notes, but you can also find it at caroline-thor.com/guide. Until next time. If you've enjoyed this episode, please send the link to a friend you know would appreciate it. Subscribe and leave a review. I look forward to bringing you more organising tips next time. But if you can't wait until then, you can go to my website or find me on Instagram at caro.thor or on Facebook at Caroline Organiser. Thanks for listening, and I look forward to guiding you on your journey to find your clutter-free ever after.